Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with Antonio Conte's Tottenham Hotspurs hilariously getting dumped out of the Champions League by AC Milan. Here's the fallout.
Tottenham's European dream ends with a whimper, not a bang. Milan, the more comfortable team in possession, the more dangerous team on the counter-attack. Spurs took 35 minutes to have a meaningful shot on target.
Kulusevski was the only creative player I could see on the pitch. And you need goals, and you take off your most creative player and bring on a centre-half. I don't care about the red card. That's a substitution that gets a manager the sack.
I think that this is not the right day to speak about my future, but I have a contract. I have a contract with Tottenham. And then Tottenham know very well that which is my thoughts. And at the end of the season, we'll meet, and then we'll make a decision. It's, I think, one year and 3 months since I started to be the coach of Tottenham. I always said the same things, that we need to have time and patience, because in this moment we don't have a solid foundation to be competitive, to fight, to win. Okay, in my opinion.
Listen to the boos here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And Tottenham have gone out of the Champions League. They couldn't even score a goal in the two legs against AC Milan. And it's finished 0-0 on the night. Milan go through, Spurs go out.
And here's Jamie O'Hara, the former Spurs midfielder, going on a rant.
Obviously, it's hard for me to come in here and talk as a Spurs fan, constantly watching us go through pain. I feel for the Spurs fans there tonight, because it was embarrassing. It was a pathetic performance all over the park. I think for me now, the time has come for Conte to go. He doesn't look like he's want to be there, and the players are not getting what he wants to do. So I just think, put him out of his misery, put everyone out of their misery, get Poch in and move on. Let him have 3 months to the end of the season to see what he's got. And then he has pre-season, start next season, and we might get top four. But there's no way I can keep watching. I'm actually tired of watching Tottenham, Jace. I'm tired of watching them.
It is terrible. Who has one shot on target until the 96th minute at home in the Champions League, and then you get a man sent off, and you bring off one of your best attacking midfielders for a centre-back? That is a loser mentality.
I don't understand his thinking. Jamie. It's so negative. It's so boring. Honestly, Jack, I am sick to death of watching Spurs. They rip your heart out every season. And I've honestly, I've had enough of it, Jack.
He has got to go. I am not going to go with my season ticket to that stadium until the end of the season if that geezer is still in charge. I can't watch this football. It's terrible.
What happens to that club when a new manager comes in and somehow that he goes from being very good or excellent, depending how, you know, the various different managers have had over the last X amount of years. But they all leave in the same way. You ruin them.
People say, I'll ride it out to the end of the season. You might get top four. Conte's gone. He's had enough. Spurs have had enough. So might as well get rid now, get Pochettino in and go, right, let me look at what I've got. Who can I rely on? These new players that we've brought in that he's not seen before, let me see what they're like day in, day out. Do I want them? Jamie, yes or no? And if not, Jamie, then you go to Levy and say, right, I need these players. These ain't good enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ain't good enough. I need to replace these. I've not had them here before. They've got to go.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so.
I've had to come out of the South Stand today, which is supposedly the hardcore. Isn't it the people singing, he's magic, you know, Maurizio Pochettino? Do they think Pochettino's going to come back? And all of a sudden, Sessegnon's going to turn into Danny Rose. Emerson Royal's going to turn into Kyle Walker. Let's not forget, Dyer and Davies were there as backup when Pochettino was there 6 seasons ago. This squad needs an overhaul of 14 players. When you take into account first-team players plus subs that are good enough to represent the club. Anyone that thinks Conte's the problem is not looking at the bigger picture. The bigger problem is the chairman.
Bayern Munich, the German champions, have dispatched the French champions with ease. And for all the Messi and Mbappe hype that this PSG side has, they haven't scored in either leg. Bayern 2, PSG 0, and the German champions win 3-0 on aggregate.
A very organised, talented team that work incredibly hard, have outdone a team of 4 or 5 individuals. You know, it's simple as that. And those individuals did not perform this evening. No real chances created by Messi or Mbappe. Both very, very quiet in the game.
Now, ahead of Man United's game against Real Betis this evening in the Europa League, the Man United boss Erik ten Hag has been speaking to the media. ETH, as I like to call him, backed Bruno Fernandes as his current captain after his performance against Liverpool came under heavy criticism.
Yes, definitely. And I think he's playing a brilliant season and he's a really important role why we are in the position where we are, because he's giving energy to the team. He's not only running a lot and in the highest intensity, but also in the right way, in the right direction. And he's pointing and coaching plays. He's an inspirator for the whole team, but no one is perfect. Everyone has his mistakes and everyone has to learn. I have to learn. And he will learn as well because he's intelligent. But I'm really happy to have Bruno Fernandes in my team. And I'm really happy that Bruno Fernandes is Harry not on the pitch, he's our captain.
On now to a bit of Arsenal. And they play Sporting tonight in the Europa League. Here's manager Mikel Arteta looking ahead to the match.
Our priority is the two competitions. Obviously, we have to earn the right to continue on the competition to get as far as we want. And tomorrow we're going to face a really difficult opponent. And the best way to prepare any competition is winning the previous match and having that confidence and that proper emotion to approach the next game. And tomorrow, if we play well and we are able to win the game, for sure we'll prepare better for the next game.
And West Ham are also in Europe tonight. Sort of, in the Europa Conference nonsense. They take on AEK Larnaca, which incidentally is really good for rubbing on a bruise. It makes the bruise go down really quickly. Anyway, here's the under pressure boss, David Moyes.
They've got an experienced team. They've also got a team which have played quite a lot in Europe. They started, I think, in the Champions League, went into the Europa League, and now have found themselves in the Conference League all in the one season. So from that point of view, I think they're a side which has got some experience in these European competitions. Football, you just never know. It sounds easy to say a Premier League team against a Cypriot team might, but I certainly have got no way of thinking that that's the case, and I'm not getting into the game in that way. I'm getting into it as if we were playing any other team.
Brighton 4, West Ham 0, Moyes under pressure.
I think we've had a lot of mood lifting because we've had good results. We beat Notts Forest there. We were on the back of some good results. We had a disappointing result. We had a good performance at Old Trafford. We didn't get through. But I think that overall we're now getting into this one, seeing this as a good start to a new week, if you want to put it that way, and looking to get off to a good start.
Now, Oleksandr Usyk's promoter, Alek Krashuk, has provided yet another downbeat update in the Tyson Fury negotiations. Fury's promoter Frankie Frank Warren said that talks were ongoing, but that if the money wasn't there, then there wasn't much he could do about it. Krashuk has told TalkSport that Fury rejected their latest offer.
We initially agreed for 50-50, but then we made it clear. So Tyson was asking for some bigger money, so we made it clear that we are ready to go 60-40, but the winner takes 60. So that was our latest offer.
But Tyson's turned that down.
Yes. What can I say? We are open. We are ready to go. Maybe someone wants to avoid the danger and to stay in a comfortable position. I don't know. And we really don't care. If Tyson doesn't show up, okay, so we still have the belt and we go our way.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Hawksby and Jacobs and February's Clips of the Month, which is also available as a podcast. Oh, podcast! Yeah, this is one as well.
Transfer guru Alex Crook joined Andy Goldstein and Darren Bent on Drive ahead of deadline day.
Listen, Cookie, always a pleasure. You'll be in our studio tomorrow. What will you be doing? Popping in every 15 minutes or so? Keep us up to date?
I think that's the plan. Have you got the bong ready?
Does explain his quite laid-back style, Alex, doesn't it?
Forgot really? All the news that he had.
God, I'm starving. What's next, Andy?
It's Paul Ross on the overnight show Extra Time, who strayed from sport momentarily to chat to Richard Sabin from the National History Museum.
Have you got a particular favourite skeleton?
Do you know, my favourite specimen, unsurprisingly, is from a cetacean, and it's actually the inflated, dried stomach of a sperm whale.
You are. But it's not the sort of thing you expect to hear on... That's probably the only time the dried, inflated stomach of a sperm whale has been used on TalkSport, I would hazard a guess.
I think Moose had one in the microwave.
Hello. Hello, Jamie. Hello, Jason. He played like the stomach of a... Yeah, I won't go into that. This is Times rugby correspondent Stephen Jones, who had an interesting turn of phrase. A good recovery, really.
I mean, Gregor Townsend must be absolutely like a dog with... two ears this morning.
I don't think it's two ears, is it? I mean, don't think it's two
most
ears.
Most dogs do have two ears,
that's,
don't they?
That's really? Not the phrase, is it?
No, not really.
What's next, Andy?
It's Alan Brazil now, who was discussing Conor Benn.
Benn was duty-faced for Eubank Jr., failed a drug test ahead of the fight, and this is as clomiphene can be used to enhance the production of testosterone.
Test daily.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today alongside the superstar that is Darren Bent. A reminder, over on TalkSport 2, it's Sporting against Arsenal in the Europa League. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.